Senator Lulio.
Thank you, and thank you, gentlemen, for being here today. This is an interesting issue to try to balance, especially when you explain it to people back home and you talk to them. On the one hand, I think people understand, and I'm going to echo a lot of what Senator Coates said here, but I think people understand the need to provide for the security of our country, although I think sometimes as the years go by, we tend to forget the threats that we face because they've been prevented in many instances. And on the other hand, I think we understand that people have these privacy expectations. Sometimes they're not privacy rights per se, according to the court, but there are certainly expectations. And Americans are very uncomfortable with the notion that the government, if they wanted to, could see every phone call they made and everyone they called. I think all of this is further complicated by a general distrust of the federal government, which I think has been exacerbated, and by the fact that there is a history in this country of abusing intelligence information for political purposes, obviously not in recent times, but in the past. So these are things that people are concerned about. So now the question is, you know, how do we balance all this? And, you know, on the one hand, I understand the idea that the government could get your phone records anytime they want and see who you've been calling. People would think that they could be targeted. On the other hand, as I've told people, you know, if Osama bin Laden had been making regular calls to someone on Wall Street, I guarantee you it wasn't his stockbroker. We would want to know who that was. So these are the things that we would want to balance. And in light of that, I wanted to talk a little bit about the safeguards so maybe the American people have a better understanding of the things that are already there that protect them. So I've noticed in some of the information that's been made available that there's a significant amount of resources at the NSA that are devoted to safeguarding the privacy of Americans. Can you, General Alexander, can you discuss in more detail the size and the scope of the NSA safeguards to ensure that information about Americans are protected from these sorts of things?
Senator, thanks for that question, because we do have extensive safeguards